The Cardinals looking to inch a little bit closer to the second NL wildcard spot. Let's pick it up top two. The Redbirds looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
Punch it back to the pitcher. Nova, throw it away. Here comes DeYoung. He will score. Throw to third. That'll be an out. It's 2-0 Cardinals.
2-2 our score. Bowman wants a double play. There's one out. Runners at first and third.
Jaso could be two. Oh, no. The high toss into shallow right. Run scores. Nobody out. The tying run at third base with one out here at the top of the ninth. Jerko 1-for-4 with a home run against Rivero. Jerko, base hit, this game is tied. Jerko delivers against Rivero. 3-3 our score.
Grichuk is the go-ahead run at third, and Fowler looks for the go-ahead RBI. The runner breaks for second. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman. No play at second, no play anywhere.
Cardinals have the lead. They start the runner to avoid the double play. They had hit into four tonight. By doing that, they take the lead. Nicasio again, worth repeating, a five-pitch bottom of the eighth.
Carson Kelly, he's under it and makes the catch in fair territory for a Redbird winner. Jordy Mercer pops out to Carson Kelly between home plate and the mound, and this ball game has come to an end.
Cardinals come away with an enormous 4-3 win. Entering Friday night, the Cardinals had been just 2-57 this season when trailing entering the ninth inning. But they could not have picked a better time for win number three of that category. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny following his team's enormous 4-3 win over the Pirates at PNC Park.
Guys contributing in a lot of ways. Just a one of those that you got a little mark next to, just showed a lot of grit. They had to have a lot of guys do little things right. Those little things, you shouldn't even call them little things anymore, because every one of them means so much, whether it's Tommy laying down the bunt to get the guy over in the first, or whether it's Carson getting the guy over two strikes in the ninth. I mean, those play huge roles in this game, and just had a number of guys show up big today.
How about that? This guy leading off with
him. They get a chance to go and then put some extra speed out there. It's nice having the extra players. And run through all of them and use them in situations like that. Getting Harrison in the game with his speed, but Steven has put together some good at-bats with some inconsistent playing times. We're trying to figure out the outfield. He's really stayed positive in his mind and stayed prepared. Doing a great job.
The addition of Nicasio, I mean, has been super since you. How does that change kind of the dynamic of what you guys offer up late games?
Yeah, just an experienced arm with great stuff. He's anxious to pitch and anxious to be a part of the team. He's doing what we're doing right now. I tell you, it was a great job by my bench, too. There was David Bell really on top of things and actually kind of helped force the issue to leave it so we might have Juan for two. And, basically, we were trying to stay away from him because he's had such a heavy workload, and he goes out there and gets three outs on five pitches. And fortunately, our coach has been so on point today, Mapes. Tell me he had a good feeling about Jerko right there. And when you watch the staff and the guys all just kind of trusting each other and not afraid to be aggressive and give their opinions, that stuff makes this thing even much more enjoyable.
The decision to pitch hit Jerko, is that a left-right thing? Is that Carpenter dealing with the shoulder thing? Or what?
Yeah, I mean.
Or obviously Mabry.
No, I was hitting, okay. But you got a Luke Voigt who's a dangerous hitter. Got a few different options that you could go to in that particular situation. Jed has had some experience with them, which sometimes help. But kind of like we did the other day, and if we do get a lead, we're probably pulling him out for defensive purposes anyhow. If we have a bad matchup, one that hasn't worked well for him in the past, and knowing that he is battling through a shoulder issue, we got to get him somehow feeling a little bit better. But that's it's a tough spot. That we'd love to have him in there probably against a right-handed pitcher, but against the lefty, give one of the other guys a chance, and they came through and did a great job.
The Cardinals look to continue their momentum Saturday behind Lance Lynn. He'll be opposed by Garrett Cole.